بالشرك على عبد عنه.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم القيامة. قال الشيخ سليمان بن سليم الله الرحيلي حفظه الله ورعاه: الأصل الرابع من فقه الفتن لزوم العلماء والحرص على أخذ عنه وتعجب بأدبهم. لا يزال الناس بخير ما عرفوا لعلمائهم حقهم ولزموا ركبهم، ولا يزالون بخير ما بقي فيهم العلماء. وفقد عالم ظلمة عظيمة وباب ينتظره الشيطان ليبث الفتن جاه في طبقات الحنابلة. قال الأصرم: ولقد تبين عند آل العلم عظم المصيبة بما فقدنا من شيخنا أبي عبد الله أحمد بن محمد بن حنبل إمامنا ومعالمنا ومعالم من كان قبلنا منذ أكثر من 60 سنة. وموت عالم مصيبة لا تجبر وظلمة لا تسد. فقد ظننت أن عدو الله وعدو المسلمين إبليس وجنوده قد عدوا من الفتن أسباب انتظروا بها فقده، لأنه كان يكمع باطلهم ويزهق أحزابهم. وكانت أول بدعة علمتها فاشية من الفتن المذلة ومن العماية بعد الهدى أن قد رهيت قوما في حياة أبي عبد الله كانوا لزموا البيت على أسباب من النسك وكلة من العلم، فأكرمهم الناس ببعد ما ظهر لهم من حبهم للخير، فدخلهم العجب مع قلة العلم، فكان لا يزال أحدهم يتكلم بالأمر العجيب، فيدفع الله ذلك بقول شيخ جزاه الله أفضل ما جزى ما تعلمنا منه، ولا يكون من أحد منهم ذلك شيء إلا كان سبب فضحته وهتك ما مضى من ستره. فأنا حافظ من ذلك لأشياها كثيرة، وإنما هذا من مكايد إبليس مع جنوده، يقول لأحدهم: أنت ومن مثلك، فقل: قد قال غيرك. ثم يلقى في قلبه شيء وليس هناك سعة في علم، ويزين عنده أن يبتدئه ليشمت به. وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. وقد ظننت آخرين يلتمسون شهرته ويحبون أن يذكروا، وقد ذكر قبلهم قوم بأنواع من البدع فافتدحوا. ولأن يكون رجل تابعا في خير من أن يكون رأسا في شر. الأصل الخامس، جزاكم الله
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، we stop on the fourth basic rule the Muslim must understand regarding fitan. Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili refers to it as al-asl al-rabi. Al-asl al-rabi, he says, من فقه الفتن لزوم العلماء والحرص على الأخذ عنهم والتأدب بأدبهم. من فقه الفتن, from the rulings that the individual must understand and stick to during the times of fitna, is what لزوم العلماء, sticking to the ulama, stick to them, stand where they stand, say what they say, keep quiet when they keep quiet. لزوم العلماء, sticking to the scholars during the times of fitna. He says it is one of the rulings of the Sharia we must observe when there is fitna. وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْأَخْذِ عَنْهُمْ and making good efforts عَلَى الْأَخْذِ عَنْهُمْ making good efforts to take from them, to learn from them. The last 5 days I have been taking a lot of cold water, so I have irritations on my throat. The reason I have to say that is well known to all of us. So one of the rulings that we must observe during the times of fitan is لزوم العلماء والحرص على الأخذ عنهم. We must make good effort to take from them during the time of fitna. والتأدب بأدبهم and learn their lines of conduct, the way they behave. Most will behave like that. The way they behave in the time of fitna will behave like that. They are not going anywhere, they are not saying anything, you don't go anywhere, you don't. When we ask, why are you not saying? We have our ulama, they have not said anything, so we keep quiet. The statement is for them, not for us. So for us, Muslims in the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, upon the Sunnah, there is no source, okay? Because the only people who should speak are the learned elderly ones amongst us. So not everybody is saying something. If everybody is saying something, there will be problems in the land. So now they say everybody says something. And that itself is some form of hypocrisy, because what they want you to say is only what you should say. So don't say anything, keep quiet. So تَتَعَدَّبُ بِأَدَبِ الْعُلَمَاءِ You take to the manners of the ulama in the time. So the Shaykh says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا عَرَفُوا لِعُلَمَائِهِمْ حَقَّهُمْ لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ The people will continue to be upon goodness. مَا عَرَفُوا As long as they recognize the rights of their scholars for them. As long as they recognize the rights of the scholars and maintain the rights of the scholars, they will continue to be upon goodness. Why? The scholars understand the limits of the Sharia. So when they act, they are acting upon the dictates of the Sharia. So if we follow them, inshallah, we are not likely to make mistakes. It's not like a lawyer in a law court. I don't know anyone apart from those who are lawyers amongst us. If you go to a law court, especially for the first time, and you have gone with a lawyer, you like to stay near the lawyer. You like to do only what he does. I have been in a law court where a government official was sentenced for 6 months because he was receiving a call in the court. The judge said, "You are receiving a call in my court. That person is from NDLEA. So you are receiving a call in my court." Before he could say sorry, he said, "Okay, get into the box. I send you 6 months." All the lawyers started begging, please sir, my lord, you know the way they is. So many of the times when people recognize these problems they may have in a law court, they will be following the lawyers because they know that lawyers will not err in a law court. They have learned how not to err in a law court. So because of this confidence they have, lawyers know how to conduct themselves in a law court. The same way the ulama know how to conduct themselves in the times of fitna. So as you would follow a lawyer inside a law court so that you don't make a mistake, the same way you follow the ulama in the times of fitna so that you don't make a mistake. I hope that this point is clear. He says, "Min fiqh al-fitan luzum al-ulama." From the rulings in the issues of trials and afflictions, widespread problems, is that we stick to the ulama, والحرص على الأخذ عنهم. We should make good efforts to take from their knowledge. وتأدب بأدبهم. We make adab, we learn from their lines of conduct. And then he says, لا يزال الناس بخير. the people will continue. They will not stop being upon goodness. مَا عَرَفُوا لِعُلَمَائِهِمْ حَقَّهُمْ As long as they recognize the rights of their scholars. And then they discharge these rights to them. We'd mentioned a hadith in the messenger of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam when he said that laysa minna man la ya'rifu li 'alimina haqqahu laysa minna. He is not upon our way of life, our lines of conduct. Who is that? The one who will not recognize the rights of the ulama. So the Sheikh says وَلَزِمُوا رِكَابَهُمْ The one who will not stick to their company is not of us. The one who will not recognize the rights of the scholars, وَلَزِمُوا رِكَابَهُمْ He will not also stick to their company. So this is wrong for us to do. As long as we do that, as long as we stick to the, we recognize the rights of the ulama and stick to their company, لا يزال الناس بخير. The people will continue to be upon goodness. He says, ولا يزالون بخير ما بقي فيهم علماء. The people will also continue to be upon goodness as long as there are some scholars remaining amongst them. As long as there are scholars, the people will be upon goodness. Why? Many of the times when they want to go astray, their scholars will tell them, don't go astray, don't take this. When people who are half-baked in terms of the knowledge of the deen, they bring shubuhat, they bring things of confusion, their scholars will clarify the confusion. They will explain the confusion. They will quote a hadith, there is no proof in the hadith. When we left the class last Sunday, someone came to me and said, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Fathu Makkah, when he came into Makkah triumphant, was that not a protest against Makkah? So I asked him, who was the authority, who was the king of Makkah at the time? He said, when the Messenger alayhi salam came to Makkah, on Fathu Makkah, is that not rising against the authority in Makkah? So I asked him, who was the authority in Makkah? The Arabs did not know any organized authority. It was an issue of winner takes it all. The stronger you are, the more influential you are in the community. The Arabs at the time did not know a central authority. Everybody was a leader in his own right. So he mentioned to me Abu Sufyan. So I asked him, was Abu Sufyan Maliku Makkah? Was Abu Sufyan the king of Makkah? He wasn't. So the Prophet was not rising against any authority. He was not rising against any constituted authority. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the people bring shubhat, our ulama will clarify it for us. This is shubha. It is not a proof. It is not dalil. It is shubha. So that's why the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, La yazaluna bi khairin ma baqiya fihim ulama. The people will continue to be upon the sunnah as long as the scholars remain amongst them. When the people bring shubhat, they refute the shubhat. During the times of the protest, someone went and wrote 50 points why you must protest. Shubhat. He just gathered shubhat. He almost said that when an imam is leading in salah and he errs perhaps in his qira'ah or in his takbirat, instead of saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, if he says Allahu Akbar and you say Subhanallah, he almost said that that Subhanallah itself is evidence that you can protest. If you read the 50 points, Shubhat, Shubhat, may Allah protect us. So when the ulama are with the people, they will be explaining the Shubhat, the gimmicks of Shaitan. When Shaitan comes in another color, they will explain to the people. That's why the ulama say this a lot. لا يزالون بخيرين. The people will continue to be upon goodness. ما بقي فيهم علماء. As long as the scholars are amongst them, they will be upon goodness. Then he said, وفقد العالم سلمة عظيمة. فقد العالم. Losing a scholar, when we lose a scholar, it is sunma, a big void. Azima, that is huge, it's a void. Sulmatun azima. Faqdul ulama, when the scholars are lost, when we miss them, they go away, it is sulmatun azima. Because when there are shubhat, who will refute shubhat? When things are not clear to us, who will explain? When we have deliberate questions, we don't know at all. Who will tell us what to do? When someone mentions a book that does not exist, who will tell us that book does not exist? When someone mentions a hadith that is not authentic, who will tell us this hadith is dying? Who? They said one day the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the early times, he gathered himself, Omar, Usman, Ali, and Hamza. They gathered themselves, they held themselves on the neck, they started shouting, making tasbirat and going towards Makkah. He said that is protest. This is munkar. This report has no authentic report at all. Who will expose these things to us? And perhaps we might have read that in the books of Tariq. But where is the isnad that will make us understand that this is something to depend on? So the ulama, usually they say this statement, that the people, لا يزالون بخير, they will continue, they will not stop being upon goodness. They will continue to be upon goodness. ما بقي فيهم العلماء, as long as their scholars are with them. وفقد العالم, and losing a scholar, سلمة عظيمة, is a big void, that gap will be there. Would we not have been saying if Sheikh Al-Albani was there, perhaps there wouldn't be all this terrorism? Because when they say keep quiet, they will keep quiet. In Algeria, when there was trouble, they called Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. Ya Sheikh Al. They explained the situation to them. He said, all of you who have run to the mountains, go back home. People started returning to their homes. They were asked, who told you to do that? Sheikh ibn Al-Uthaymeen said we should return home. Everybody returned home. Many of the fitan we have in our own times started when these people went away. Sheikh Bumbaz, Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Mukbil Al-Wadi'i. These are the big scholars of Sunnah in our times. Most of the scholars who are remaining now are students of these people, or people who will refer to them. Sheikh Bumbaz will refer to them. I was a little young boy when I was hearing about one big scholar in Saudi Arabia who was blind, yet big scholar. It's a little young boy. When he spoke, everybody followed him. Imam Al-Albani. When he spoke, you followed him. Who said that Albani says we should do this? But when these people went away, it's a big void. I asked one of the students of Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, face to face. I said, who amongst you is like him? He said, there is no one. If you gather all of us and our knowledge together, he's still more knowledgeable than us. He said, if you gather our knowledge, all of us, the students, put it together, the knowledge of our teacher is still bigger than our own. So, faqdul alim, when a scholar becomes dead, it is sulmatun azima. A big void is created. In Nigeria, when Sheikh Mahmoud Ja'far Mahmoud passed away in Kano, has Kanu known someone who makes tafsir like Ja'far Mahmoud? A big void is created. When in Zari Amal Albani passed away, do the people have known someone who is upon the Sunnah like him? A big void is created. So that's why he says, Faqdul ulama sulmatun azina. The passing away, the losing of scholar, when we lose them, a big void is created. It remains who to step in that void. Yes, there will be ulama. It should not be misunderstood that what they are saying is that once those people die, then there are no scholars again. There are. But human beings and knowledge and the virtues with which Allah favors us, are we not in darajat? So the Sheikh says, Faqdul alim sulmatun azima. Missing a scholar is a very big void. Wababun. And when a scholar dies, that's a door. يَنْتَظِرُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. It's a door that shaitan is waiting for. And wafa wantiku. Ujun yori inkanis. Shaitan will now start with big shubhat. Shaitan is happy that their scholars have gone. Those people who will help clarify those ambiguities, they have gone. Okay, he starts a lot of shubhat. May Allah protect us from this evil of shaitan. He says, وَبَابٌ يَنْتَظِرُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَقْدُ الْعُلَمَا missing the scholars is بَابٌ يَنْتَظِرُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ It's a big door that the shaitan waits for. لِيَبُثَّ الْفِتَنِ So that he finds ease in spreading fitna. He finds ease in spreading ambiguity. He finds ease in spreading ignorance. May Allah protect us. The Shaykh wanted to cite an incident now from the life of Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal to make us understand the importance of the ulama with the people and what usually happens when the ulama go away. So he said, Hafizahullah, Ja'a fi tabaqatil hanabila. It is reported in tabaqatul hanabila. Tabaqatul hanabila is a book, if I still remember, in about four volumes by Al-Imam Abu al-Hussein Muhammad ibn Abi Ya'la al-Hanbali. Tabaqatul al-Hanabila is a book that carries the biography, the life of the scholars upon the mazhab of Al-Imam Ahmad, beginning with Imam Ahmad himself and the rest of the scholars upon mazhab Al-Imam Ahmad. So this book is referred to as Tabaqatul al-Hanabila. It is called Tabaqat because it discusses these scholars from one level to the other, the earliest ones, then those who came after, then those who came after, then those who came after, like that. Each of them is called Tabaqat. So, and they are all referred to as what? Tabaqat. So he's talking about scholars in their succession as they have come upon the mazhab of Al-Imam Ahmad. There is that too upon the ulama of Shafi'i, called Al-Imam al-Subki. There is that upon the ulama of Tarajum ulama Mazhab Malikiyah. That occurs in about three or four volumes too. So you have Kutubu Tabaqat, books that have discussed ulama from one category to the other. This was written by Imam Abu Ibn Abi Ya'la al-Hanbali, rahimahullah. So he says, Ja'a fi Tabaqat al-Hanabila. It occurs in that book that Qala Asram. Al-Imam Asram is one of the students of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. His name is Ahmad ibn Muhammad. Al-Imam Al-Asram, he is Ahmad ibn Muhammad. He was a very learned scholar upon the line of the scholars of Hadith and Fiqh. He was mentioned that he hardly forgot anything. Al-Imam Al-Asram, this student of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he hardly forgot anything. That's why some of the scholars like Al-Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, they have an opinion that his mother was a jinn. It was Al-Imam Al-Asram that they believed that his mother was a jinn. So others say no, they are saying that by way of describing his zakah, his intelligence, rahimahullah. He said regarding Al-Imam Ahmad and his passing away, وَلَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ عِظَمُ الْمُصِيبَةِ بِمَا فَقَدْنَا مِنْ شَيْخِنَا لَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ It has become clear, certainly, to the scholars, the people of knowledge. What became clear to them? عِظَمُ الْمُصِيبَةِ The greatness of the trial, the affliction, the adversity, بما فقدنا من شيخنا أبي عبد الله أحمد بن ابن محمد بن حنبل by the death of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal. It became clear to the scholars that his death is a big fitna, an affliction. It's an affliction to us. Why? فقد العالم سلمة عظيمة. It is that sulma, that big void that he has referred to as affliction. كما شواه We were afflicted with an adversity with the death of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Rahimahullah. He says, Imamina awalida wa muallimina and our teacher wa muallimi man kana qabilana mundu akthar min 60 sana. Al-Imam Ahmad was our teacher. And he's the teacher of those who came before us since 60 years ago. Since 60 years ago, he's been a teacher upon the Sunnah. So we young ones, that our being upon the Sunnah is even just dating few years, should you not be thanking Allah? Some people taught as a'imma, not as talaba, as the leaders of the people upon the Sunnah for about 60 years. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. So Imam Al-Asram said, وَلَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ عِظَمُ الْمُصِيبَةِ بِمَا فَقَدْنَا مِنْ شَيْخِنَا أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ أَحْمَدَ بْنِ حَنْبَلٍ إِبْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ بْنِ حَنْبَلٍ إِمَامِنَا وَمُعَلِّمِنَا وَمُعَلِّمِ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَنَا منذ أكثر من 60 سنة وموت العالم مصيبة موت العالم مصيبة لا تجبر. The death of a scholar is a musibah, it's an affliction. لا تجبر, it cannot be fixed. It won't be fixed. You only have something to manage yourself in the second. But like him, it will not be fixed. It says, وَمَوْتُ الْعَالِمِ مُصِيبًا. When Abu Bakr al-Siddiq went away, we only have someone in the next category of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, not like in the category of Abu Bakr. Was Omar in the category of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq? Omar himself said so, radiallahu anhu, that I give my hands and I doff my heart, words in this meaning, in respect for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Omar himself. And when he brought out Abu Bakr al-Siddiq as the Khalifa immediately after the Prophet's demise, alayhi salatu wasalam, so anybody who wants to come in front of Abu Bakr, let him come. So that's how it was. When Umar passed away, who was like Umar? And like that, when Uthman passed away, who was like Uthman? So when they go away, we only have someone who is also good. Now, Al, Kabir, and all that. But not like that one who has gone away. So he says, وَمَوْتُ الْعَالِمِ مُصِيبَةٌ لَا تُجْبَرُ. The demise of a scholar is musiba. It's an affliction. لَا تُجْبَرُ. It is not fixed over. وَثُلْمَةٌ لَا تُسَدْ. And a big void that cannot be filled. It's a big void, it will not be filled. It's a musibah, it cannot be fixed. It's a big space, that space cannot be filled. May Allah protect us. And this is, when you get some closer to the ulama, you see this reality. Wallahi. Many of them, sometimes you'll be battling with a book, you just got a book, you struggle with it, this is a new book. I'm sure what is in it, nobody has known it. Wallahi, some people, when Zubdatul Afham by Sheikh Salim al-Hilali, it is sharh on Umdatul Ahkam in three big volumes. When it just came out, when I bought my copy, that's about 9 years ago, I visited Malam al-Albani in Zaria. His own copy had got torn. When we just bought our own, ha, mashallah, Sheikh Salim. He has very good naz'ah for sharh of ahadith. We were happy with that. So we thought that it was new. But when you visit others, say, so this thing has been there long ago. His own copies had been torn, gone to shreds. We just got our own new. And the Talib al-Ilm, we think that, I get one sharh of Umdatul Ahkam. The things that are inside, Allah al-Musta'an, just leave me, I'm busy now. So when he comes to class, he wants to ask his ustaz a question that the ustaz does not know. But he does not know that's one where you are just getting it. He has passed it years back. Wallahi, this is true. Years back. Years. This is the one who will step into the shoe of that same person. فموت العالم مصيبة لا تجبر وصلمة لا تسد. فقد ظننت, الإمام الأكرم went on to say, says, فقد ظننت أن عدو الله وعدو المسلمين. I have always thought that the enemies, the enemy of Allah and the enemy of the Muslims, Iblis وجنوده, Iblis and his soldier, these are the enemies of Allah and the enemies of the rest of the Muslims. So, لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم. Those are regarding kuffar, how about shaitan? So they are the enemies of Allah and the enemies of the Muslims. The Sheikh says, حفظ رحمه الله الإمام الأكرم, ظننت أن عدو الله وعدو المسلمين إبليس وجنوده قد أعدوا من الفتن أسبابا انتظروا بها فقده. I have always thought that Shaitan and his soldiers amongst the people who follow Shaitan, the people of innovations are also called like that. He says, I knew that they have coined a lot of afflictions, trials. In Tazaru biha faqdahu. They were just waiting that the Imam should die. When Ahmad bin Hanbal died, they will start some fitna. So those fitna were established. They were waiting, let Ahmad die and then they will spread the fitna. Abu Bakr al-Asram was saying that, I knew that things like that were on. They have not just brought out the fitna because Ahmad bin Hanbal is here. They are waiting that when he dies, they will bring the fitna up. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يُكْمِعُ بَاطِلَهُمْ. Because when he was alive, يُكْمِعُ بَاطِلَهُمْ. He will expose, he will destroy their batil, their abatil, their evil deeds. He will destroy them. وَيَزْهَكُ أَحْزَابَهُمْ. And he will put asunder their gatherings. He will destroy their innovations and scatter their gatherings. So they were waiting for him to pass away. وَكَانَتْ أَوَّلُ بِدْعَةٍ عَلِمْتُهَا فَاشِيَةً مِنَ الْفِتَنِ الْمُدِلَّةِ وَمِنَ الْعَمَايَةِ بَعْدَ الْهُدَى مِنَ الْعَمَايَةِ بَعْدَ الْهُدَى. From one of the things, from one of the four things of innovation, عَلِمْتُهَا فَاشِيَةً, that I knew that was common amongst the fitan al-muzilla, from the fitan that misleads the people, wa min al-amaya, and from the issues of blindness, bad al-huda, after a person has guidance, from the evil things that I had known that the people were doing, an qad ra'aytu qawman fi hayati abi abdillah, was that we saw some of the people during the lifetime of Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Abu Abdullah. Kanu lazimul bayt. These people stuck to their homes. One of the innovations that came up in the time of Al-Imam Ahmad, the people were in their homes. Lazimu al-bayt ala asbabi min al-nusuki wa killati min al-ilm. They stayed in their homes ala asbabi min al-nusuki. Their intention was just to be making worship. وَكِلَّةِ الْعِلْمِ. And they had very little knowledge. So little knowledge plus worship. In our own times, that describes Jama'atul Tabligh. Little knowledge and lots of claims of worship. Little knowledge but a lot of claims. Worship, ibadah, mashallah. But with little knowledge. So they stayed in their homes. They were not coming out to the people. So what happened? فَأَكْرَمَهُمُ النَّاسِ. These people who were staying in their homes, worshipping with very little knowledge, the people began to honor them. بِبَعْضِ مَا ظَهَرَ لَهُمْ مِنْ حُبِّهِمْ لِلْخَيْرِ. Just because of the things that appeared to the people. The people thought that these people are doing what is good. فَأَكْرَمُوهُ. So they began to, and they loved goodness, out of love for goodness. So they began to honor those people who were not coming out of their homes because they thought that they were upon goodness. فَدَخَلَهُمُ الْعُجُبُ. These people who were staying in their homes, because people started to honor them, thinking that they are upon goodness, and out of their own love for goodness, دَخَلَهُمُ الْعُجُوُ, self-importance came up unto them. مَا أَكِلَّةِ الْإِلْمِ, despite the fact that they had only few knowledge. فَكَانَ لَا يَزَالُ أَحَدُهُمْ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْأَمْرِ الْعَجِيبِ, it happened that one of them would always talk, they would always say strange things. يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْأَمْرِ الْعَجِيبِ, he would say something that is strange. فَيَدْفَعُ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّيْخِ, but Allah will put away all those strange statements with some of the explanations that the Imam will make. He'll say something strange. He has been in what they call Al-Khalwa La'an. He'd been in Khalwa, they would say he was not coming for Salah, he prayed at home, he does not feed his son and all of this. Then he comes out and starts to say a lot of funny things. Why? The people honored him, despite the fact that his knowledge was what? So small. So when the people did that, Allah made the Imam's statement to be a means of putting away that claim that they make. Those strange statements that they make, they were explained by the Imam. And Allah puts those strange statements those people make, Allah puts it away through the statement of the Shaykh. جَزَاهُ اللَّهُ أَفْضَلَ مَا جَزَى مَنْ تَعَلَّمْنَا مِنْهُ, may Allah reward this Imam, Imam Ahmad, with the best of the rewards, that he would reward all those that we had learned from. وَلَا يَكُونُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا كَانَ سَبَبَ فَضِيحَتِهِ وَحَكِّ مَا مَضَى مِنْ سِتْرِهِ وَلَا يَكُونُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, there wouldn't be from those people saying that they are staying at home, they are not coming out to the people, they are worshipping, and then people began to honor them. When the Imam says a statement to explain the nullity of their claim, the only thing that will left for these people is that they will not be able to make a statement. When they make a statement, it will be the reason for their disgrace. So they will keep quiet. They will say one strange thing. Let me mention one strange thing some of them, many of them have been saying now, that Al-Isra'u wal-Mi'raj occurred on the 27th of Rajab. It is qawlun ajeeb, gareeb, ba'eedun anil haqq. It's a strange statement. There is no proof to say the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam made Al-Isra'u wal-Mi'raj on the 27th of Rajab. It's a strange statement. It lacks any proof. It has no proof. So when people make strange statements like this, also then Imam Ahmad comes to explain. They said this, but it's wrong. Another strange statement, a bit far away from the haqq, even though it could have been said, was that Al-Isra al-Miraj occurred a year before Hijrah. It occurred 3 years before Hijrah. Allah Sahih. Al-Isra al-Miraj occurred 3 years before Hijrah. So they said so many things. If you listen to Khutab now, you listen to sermons on Fridays now, many of them will be saying so many things, encouraging the people to fast in the month of Rajab. All these things are strange. In those days when they made it, and Imam Ahmad makes a statement, it refutes all those things they say. So when they want to respond to him, their response did not bring them any other than fadaha, disgrace. They became exposed. They said, "Yeah, anymore, I can't speak by any man." Became a means of disgrace. وَحَتْكِ مَا مَضَى مِنْ سِتْرِهِ, it became a means of tearing the initial covering that they have. They became exposed. The garments, the cotton under which they hid to perpetrate the evils they were perpetrating, the statements of the Imam exposed it. Rahimahullah. So they became exposed. فَأَنَا حَافِظٌ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ لَأَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرًا, I know many incidences of things like this. Many. Someone will say a statement, Imam Ahmad will give a response, he will want to say another one, he will become disgraced. Someone will say something, Imam Ahmad will explain, he wants to refute it, he becomes disgraced. One of what was being said at that time was regarding the fact that Allah was in, regarding the issue that Allah was everywhere. And one of the verses they used to quote in Surah Al-Hadid, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَوْ مَعَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. They say this means that Allah is with us. Here in His essence. You know, some of the Sufiya, they say, many of them, that Allah is everywhere. Mugobila longwa, ororanu niyo, olong beluke sama, subhanahu. A'amintum man fissam. So Allah is up above the heavens. It's not with us here. It's with us here in His knowledge, subhanahu. And in His seeing us, and in His hearing us, and in His being aware of everything that we do. But in terms of the physical presence, no. But they say yes. And they quote this verse. So the Imam will say, your case is simple. Read the verse again. What does it say? Alam ta'alamu. Alam ya'alam. Do they not know anna Allah? How did Allah start it with? He started it with knowledge. وَخَتَمَهُ بِالْعِلْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah ended it with ilm. فَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ بِعِلْمِ. Allah is with us in terms of His knowledge. Not in terms of His physically being with us. So when they want to refute this kind of a statement, the people became, it became clear to the people, these people don't have knowledge. I said, can Sonia Nima? I said, can Sonia Larry? So you are just speaking, you don't have the knowledge regarding what you say. The Sheikh says, I know many of these kinds of incidences during the time of Al Imam Ahmad. Wa innama hadha min makaid iblis. This is no other than from the means of deceit by Iblis. Ma'a junudihi, together with his soldiers. Yaqulu li ahadihim. Shaitan, Iblis, will say to one of these Sufi people, sheikhs, as they call themselves, sheikhs, as they call themselves, anta, wa man misluka, you are the one. You are yourself. Waman misluka. Shaitan will be telling the Shehu, who is it that is like you? Shaitan will whisper to the Sheikh. Fakul qad qala ghayruka. Say what I say, you should say, Dare. People have been saying, so say your own. Shaitan will whisper to these people like this. Thumma yulki fi qalbihi ash-shayt. Then he will inspire, send into this person's mind that thing that he wants him to say. وَلَيْسَ هُنَاكَ سَعَةٌ فِي عِلْمٍ. And this person does not have any kind of broad knowledge. فَيُزَيِّنُ عِنْدَهُ أَنْ يَبْتَدِئَهُ. So what Shaitan sent to him, inspired him to say, it will make it look beautiful in his sight. So he will encourage him to be the first person to say it. لِيَشْمَتَ بِهِ. When he says it, he becomes disgraced. How does he become disgraced? The Imam will refute them. When the Imam refutes them, it becomes clear to their followers, pay attention, shehu, where is Allah in Makaniwa. So all these shehu, ekan sote, suba amaru, lafane, Allah in Makani. They became disgraced in the time. You are just tying, what do they call tesuba in English? Rosaries on your neck. You are ignorant. So their ignorance became exposed. by the Imam Rahimahullah, because these people lack knowledge and shaitan is playing with their intellect. And Imam Abu Bakr al-Asram went on to say, وَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٌ, and every newly invented matter is a bid'ah. When you say something new, nobody has said it before, it's an innovation. Because this deen is complete. The reason why new things in Islam is an innovation is that Islam had already been complete before. Was Islam complete before? You are sure? What is the proof for that? What Allah said in the Quran, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deen. So it means if it is complete and perfect before, and Allah is pleased with it before, what will a new thing be? A means of misguidance. In Toba Tikpeki Tunda Sima Efe Bajeni. If something is perfect, nice, whatever design you think you want to add to it, you only want to spoil it. So this deen is perfectly organized by Rabbul Alamin. He says, Akmaltu, I myself perfected your religion for you. Emi gaga mope lakum, for you. Wa atmamtu, I made it to be complete. I perfected, I made it to be complete for you. Wa raditu lakumul Islam adina. And I am pleased with this Islam for you as a deen. So don't ask me, what about microphone? Is microphone deen? It's not deen. I can throw this microphone away now, we'll make the dawah. We'll still be talking. Time to be low microphone. So when Allah was telling his messenger and the rest of us in the Quran that akmaltu lakum deenakum, Allah didn't know that microphone will come. Or what you are saying is that akmaltu lakum deenakum is not true. If you say that, it is kufur, kifirinyo. So this deen is complete and perfect. Any new thing shaitan brings, I say, I get to my sele now, my kule ba, that's kule da, see, I sing in your bad, yeah. I, that's what you learn in Islam. Torik, what tick me? Someone asks us, I want far, I go. Don't worry yourself too much. When they say something, tell them, Islam tick me, have you a tick me? Can I be told, Lord? Before the messenger went away, alayhi salatu wasalam, was Islam complete or not? What will he say? Because he knows where you are going. So the next question is, this one that you are starting now, so one then, but now. Some of them can lie. They can say there's one hadith, or tell me the name of the book of the hadith. Unfortunately, they are usually poor in some of these things. When some people talk about Sahih al-Bukhari amongst them, I'm not even talking about the one whose ignorance became very clear about Sahih al-Bukhari. I'm talking about the ones you may not know. When they read about Sahih al-Bukhari on Manabi, you'll be wondering, say Bukhari and say bye. You are talking about Sahih al-Bukhari like this? Like something strange and far away? The book next after the Quran. You are talking about it like one strange book. You know the meaning of that? They are far away from its content. They are far away. Far away. Far away. Far away. So when they say, Rawahu al-Bukhari fi sahihihi, and Imam al-Bukhari reported in his book as Sahih, they will translate it and say, Bukhari sobe ninu hadithu re to Sahih. Is that correct? Ninu hadithu, Bukhari so ninu hadithu tie to Sahih. Is that the meaning of Rawah al-Bukhari fi Sahih? Fi Sahih, is that the meaning? It's not the meaning. Rawah al-Bukhari fi Sahihihi, Bukhari bawa ninu tirare. You must say tirare. You won't say ninu hadith here to sahih. Because that sahih you are saying is the name of a book. So they are far away from this thing. They read a book, one of the scholars was speaking recently. He said to us, he said, and for him, he said, as for him, Sahih al-Bukhari is like Quran. See why? He said, because he reads it as frequently as he reads the Quran. Some talaba don't even have a copy of Sahih al-Bukhari in their house. Don't be surprised. Talib al-Ilm, oh, ni Bukhari le, kilonka. What are you busy with? The point here is that wa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Every new thing people invent is an innovation. Wa kulla bid'atin dalala. And every newly invented matter is misguidance. وَكُلُّ دَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance will end up in the hell. وَكَظَنَّنْتُ أَنَّ آخَرِينَ. I've also been thinking that some of the people, يَلْتَمِسُونَ الشُّهْرَةَ. They will be running after popularity. They want to be popular. So they will be saying something that will contradict what all the rest of the Muslims are saying. خَالِفٌ تُعْرَفْ. Be different, so that you may be known. Khalif Torah. They want to say something that somebody can come and say, the fasting in the month, the entire month, instead of being Ramadan, it should be in Shawwal. You know that he will be known. Will he not be known? Everybody will know him. Sahibul Batil. How about some people who have become to be known as Ashabul Abatil? Ammaburuku. May Allah protect us from that. The Sheikh says, Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Asram said, وَقَدْ ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّ آخَرِينَ. I've always been thinking that for some of the people, يَلْتَمِسُونَ الشُّهْرَةَ. All they are looking for is popularity. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُذْكَرُوا. They like to be mentioned. They like to be praised by the people. That's the reason they say what is not right. Someone can stand up and say, oh, hijab is just Arab culture. Like he said, hijab is just Arab culture. How can hijab be Arab culture when Allah instructs the wives of the messenger to be behind the hijab? He instructs the companions, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاءً فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحِجَابِ. When you ask the wives of the messenger regarding an issue, ask them from behind the veil. He even told them the reason why they should do that. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. That will make you be known. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاءً فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحِجَابِ. ذَلِكَ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ. That is best in terms of purity for the hearts of the companions and the wives of the messenger. Talk to women from behind hijab. أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِمْ. So you come to say it's Arab culture. That's Arab culture. The Quran says what you call Arab culture. The Quran says it will bring about piety in the hearts of the companions and the wives of the messenger. Something that will bring about piety, is that an issue of culture? Is that an issue of culture? And those around him, like we mentioned Iblis wajunuduhu here. When this man makes this kind of statement, those around him will say, Allahu Akbar. So Iblis is usually not acting alone. He has junud. So when the man says, they say, Allahu Akbar. Junudu shaitan. May Allah protect us. So sometimes the reason why they do it is not even that shaitan told them to do something. They themselves, they are looking for popularity. وَقَدْ ذُكِرَ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمٌ بِأَلْوَانٍ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ فَافْتَضَحُوا. Some of the people had been mentioned regarding innovation. Amongst the people who came before these people who are saying new things, they had also mentioned different colors, so to speak, different kinds of innovations. فَافْتَضَحُوا. And they became disgraced. What brings about the disgrace of the people of innovations? The explanation from the people of sin. when you explain, becomes clear. See, one of the reasons why you know that Sahih al-Bukhari was not written by al-Imam al-Bukhari is that the name of the book is Sahih al-Bukhari. If Sahih al-Bukhari was written by al-Imam al-Bukhari, why will he call it Sahih al-Bukhari? So you explain to him that Sahih al-Bukhari, that is not the name that Bukhari gave the book. We are just referring to it as Sahih al-Bukhari for convenience sake. So we will have to teach him the name of the book, Sahih al-Bukhari. Sorry, Sahih Bukhari, it has a name. What will he have to do? He will have to ask us again, what is the meaning of? What is the name, Gaga? If you say Sahih al-Bukhari, the name is not Sahih al-Bukhari. His reason for saying that not al-Imam al-Bukhari did not write Bukhari is that the name of the book is Sahih al-Bukhari. You now come to say, it is a mistake you are making. That book you are calling Sahih al-Bukhari, that is not his name. What will he be forced to do? We will now teach him. You see that name, if you want to learn it, Ma'abonleke usuna akom. He will write it down. Because when you tell him the name, he will not be able to memorize it. He has to write it down. So when a person of innovation says something, the people of Sunnah, they have a duty to explain the falsity in that statement that the person makes. So sometimes the people have been making statements for fastadahu wa li'an yakuna ar-rajulu tabi'an fil khayr. May Allah protect all of us. Li'an yakuna ar-rajulu tabi'an fil khayr. That an individual is a follower upon goodness. Khayrun min an yakuna ra'san fi sharri. It's better for him that he is a leader upon evil, that you are a follower upon what? Goodness. In terms of goodness, it's better for you than that in terms of evil you are in front. It's better for you to be a follower upon goodness than that you are now a leader upon evil. May Allah protect all of us. لِأَنْ يَكُونَ الرَّجُلُ تَابِعًا فِي الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ رَأْسًا فِي الشَّرِّ. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. This statement was from Al-Imam Abu Bakr Al-Asram. He is talking about the importance of the scholars and the fact that when they pass away, a void is left. But when they are around, لا يزال الناس بخير. The people will continue to be upon goodness. ما بقي العلماء. As long as the scholars remain with them, they will be upon goodness. That's why it's from the duties of the scholars to explain when people bring about shubhat. See this point? This is the reason. You see this point? This one is wrong. May Allah protect us all. So from the basic rulings in the times of fitan is that we must stick to our scholars, we must take knowledge from them. We also must be begging Allah to keep them to remain amongst us, so that when we have issues and ambiguity, we have somebody to run to clarify those ambiguities. Naam, al-aslu al-khams.
Qala Shaykh Rahimahu Hafidhahullah Ta'ala.
Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili, he continued in his book, in what he referred to as al-aslu al-khamis.
Al-aslu al-khamis.
Al-aslu
al-khamis. Qala Sheikh Sulaiman bin Salim Allahi al-Ruhayli, hafidhahu Allah wa raha. Min fikr al-fitan, luzum al-jama'at al-muslimin wa imamihim. Fal-jama'at rasu al-khayr, wa la jama'at illa bi-imam. والفرقة رأس الشر فعن أذيبة بن يمان رضي الله عنه يقول كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني، فقلت يا رسول الله إنا كنا في جاهلية وشر، فجاءنا الله بهذا الخير، فهل بعد هذا الخير شر؟ قال نعم. فقلت هل بعد ذلك شر من خير؟ قال نعم. ففيه دخن وفيه دخن. قلت وما دخنه؟ قال قوم يستنون بغير سنتي ويهدون بغير هدي، تعرف منهم وتنكر. فقلت هل بعد ذلك الخير من شر؟ قال نعم، دعاة على أبواب جهنم، من أجابهم إليها قذفوه فيها. فقلت يا رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام صفهم لنا. قال نعم، قوم من جلدتنا ويتكلمون بألسنتنا. قلت يا رسول الله فما ترى إن أدركني ذلك؟ قال تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم. فقلت فإن لم تكن له جماعة ولا إمام؟ قال فاعتل تلك الفرق كلها، ولو أنت عد على أصل شجرة حتى يدركك الموت وأنت على ذلك. رواه البخاري ومسلم.
The next point the Sheikh mentioned, Hafizahullah, he called it Al-Asl Al-Khamis. Al-Asl Al-Khamis. Al-Asl Al-Rabi is Luzum Al-Ulama. When there's fitna, stick to your scholars. Simply put, Al-Asl Al-Rabi, in the fitan, لا بد من لزوم العلماء. Stick to the scholars. Ask them. Seek clarification. When they are not talking, keep quiet. Because sometimes some of the matters might not have been clear. They are still waiting for more information to know what to do. Don't go in front. At least somebody has to say something. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. I always say this a lot. Keep quiet. When you are quiet, you are protecting yourself. And when you ask, why are you not talking? You say, our ulama are not, they are the ones to talk, not me. You would have protected yourself from shaitan. May Allah protect all of us. The next point the Sheikh mentioned, he said, min fiqhi al-fitani luzumu jama'ati al-muslimin wa imamihim. From the basic rulings regarding the times of fitan is luzumu jama'ati al-muslimin. The first one, luzumu al-ulama, sticking to the scholars. This one, sticking to the generality of the Muslims wa imamihim and their leader. The first one, scholars. The second one, the jama'ah of the Muslims and their leaders. Wait also, what will the leaders of the Muslims say? Some young people will say, they are not saying anything. They will say something. Your youngness makes you think that they should say at the time that you think that they should say it. You want them to say it when the fire is burning, so that the fire can burn more. Because you are a young person, they will prefer to say at a time that their statement will quell the fire. But as a young person, full of agitations and agility, you want them to say it. When those Christians, they say, you say, say it our own. That's why Khan has been speaking like a youth group. They have been speaking like a youth organization. Like boys under 40. Sorry to say, but that is the truth. The Christian Association of Nigeria, they speak like children. Why? They make statements that agitate and ignite the society, rather than as elders make statements that will calm the society and bring peace. They make statements that will ignite trouble. If you observe at that time, the leaders of the Muslims will not say anything. They will keep quiet. When they will say something, we say, we encourage Muslims. Everybody stay in your home. Everybody stick to your family. Everybody, they will just advise everybody and keep quiet. This is what Yorubas call oro agbalagba. You see those people talking earlier, what is their own statement? Oromade.
They speak like children. So don't be deceived. I deliberately mentioned because it is one of the fitan in our time. Young people start saying, where are our scholars? Where are our leaders? Where is Sultan? Oh, the only thing he knows is to announce the month of Ramadan. That is not the only thing that he knows. You are saying that because you are still a young boy. How many things do elders see and they keep quiet? Elders, when they see, they keep quiet. And when they talk a little. They expect that that little talk will give birth to other thoughts inside your mind. Because they think that you're a reasonable person. But you see the other group, they want to agitate you, scatter the whoa, ho, 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 ho. And they are the ones who will complain that 10% is not coming again. You caused it now. You caused violence in the community. So why are you expecting 10% under violence? They say, okay, the people can send the 10% by bank transfer. The problem is that you brought these kinds of agitations in the community. So from the aspects of luzumu jama'atil muslimin wa imamihim, sticking to the body of the Muslims, the generality of the Muslims, what are our leaders saying and doing? That is what you should say and do. And our leaders, what are they saying? What are they doing? Stick to what they say and do. And many times the leaders will always consult ulama. I tell you this, even on moon sightings, they consult the ulama. Before they make speeches, they ask them, what should we say? So don't say, this kind of thing they have said is not even in line with hadith. How many hadiths do you know? So be calm. Stick to the generality of the Muslims, wa imami, and the leaders of the Muslims. The evidence for this, that when there is fitna, we should stick to jama'atul muslimin wa imamihim, is he said for that before he cited that hadith of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. He says, min fikhil fitani luzumu jama'atul muslimin wa imamihim. From the basic rulings of fitan is that we should stick to the generality of the Muslims and their imams, their leaders. Fal jama'atu ra'sul khayr. Allahu Akbar. Al-jama'atu ra'sul khayr. Some of these statements of Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili should be written in gold, as they say. It doesn't mean that get gold and write it with gold. What it means is that it should be written in a manner that will not be forgotten. Fal-jama'atu ra'sul khayr. Togetherness. Kajowa. The generality of the people. Being with them is the head of goodness. Is the head of goodness. And one of the evidence for that is that the messenger told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, la tajtami'u ummati ala dalala. My ummah will not gather upon misguidance. So when the generality of the Muslims are silent, be silent. That is a guided position. When they speak, speak. Say just what they say. So the Sheikh says, fal jama'atu ra'sul khayr. Togetherness. Being together is the head of goodness. وَلَا جَمَاعَةَ إِلَّا بِإِمَامٍ. We cannot also say that it's a jama'ah. One single jama'ah. This is one of the problems in the community. If we say what we are saying now, they say, okay, which jama'ah should we follow? Is it Nasfat? Is it Ansaruddin? Is it TMC? Is it MSS? Which one should we follow? You see the trouble now. Oh yeah, tell us which one to follow. That's why we always say, jama'atun la jama'at. This ummah is one single ummah of Muslims, not broken into pits, into beads. Allah warned us regarding that. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Don't be like idolaters. What do idolaters do? فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا. These are the people who broke their religion into parts. وَكَانُوا شِيَعَ. They fell into groups and parties. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ. Every party, every group, every society, every association. بِمَا لَدَيْهِ فَرِحُونَ. They are proud with what they are upon. You don't be like that. Are this society, each of them proud with what they are upon or not? Which one is the best? بَعِيدٌ أَوْ قَرِيبٌ. Which one is the best? You see now. كل حزب بما لديه. These are not the people they say we should stick to. Because each of these groups does not form the generality of the Muslims. Jama'atul Muslimin. It is not Jama'atum min al Muslimin. A group amongst the Muslims. The generality of the Muslims. It is a different thing from a group amongst the Muslims. The MSS is a group amongst the Muslims. So during fitan, don't listen to the Amir of this kind of a group. Don't listen to him. Why? He is not the one that you are told to listen to. One Amir of one Ba'id society come, and he says, don't listen to him. Why? You are not the one they say that I should listen to. In our own community and region, the government that has sultan authority recognizes the leadership of one person as the leader of Nigerian Muslims. The government of Nigeria recognizes one person. And government are those who have authority, power. I always say, gbogbo awon amiru amiru tenje lagbara kankan ko si nkankan to je imara lara yin e kan pe ape mara iro ni ke so pe ras we pays you than to say amir. You don't know the meaning of amir. Some of them go to say amirul mu'minin. It's because he's the amir of MSS. Come on, say yo. How can you be Amirul Mu'minin? Which Mu'minun are those? Those who were called Umara'ul Mu'minin in the past, you don't know how they are? I always give this example. A hunter, his grandfather, when he hunted, he killed an elephant. When you hunt, you killed a rat. You called for a party because you killed a rat during your hunting. But your father saw killing an elephant as a normal thing in the day. Iru ama wonio. The point here is that it is not these jama'at that they are talking about. Jama'atul Muslim. The generality of the Muslims is what you should stick to. Wa imami. And they are one leader. Otherwise, if you want to follow all these groups, who is the leader? Is it the leader of the... Which one will you follow? Deen. All the deens. Which one will you follow? So these are not the people that are in reference. فَالْجَمَاعَةُ رَأْسُ الْخَيْرِ. Because somebody can come and say, look at them, when they say, جَمَاعَةُ رَأْسُ الْخَيْرِ. KCMSS, Nansau. The generality of the Muslims together. رَأْسُ الْخَيْرِ. It is the center point of goodness. وَلَا جَمَاعَةَ إِلَّا بِإِمَامِ. This la and the ism that comes in front of it is mufrad. So there is no single jama'ah of the generality of the people. You won't find it. Except that there is an imam. So we can have a region as big as Nigeria with about 250 million people. And those in authority and power recognize one Muslim as our leader. That is our leader. He is the leader of the Muslims. But the leader of the Muslims, because the power regarding that has been vested on him. How about the one who vested the power on him? Let me be down to earth. Bukhari recognizes the Sultan as the leader of the Muslims. So if the overall head is the ruler, is a Muslim too. Who is the overall ruler of the Muslims? Al-Bukhari. Bukhari. The ruler of the Muslims. The ruler of the Muslims. Because he's the ruler on the land that Allah has given sultan to, power to. I'm sure nobody here will doubt that Allah gave Al-Bukhari power. If you say you don't say it here. Just wait, let me go out first. May Allah protect all of us. وَلَا جَمَاعَةَ إِلَّا بِإِمَامٍ. So there is no jama'ah except imam. So when Bukhari has not spoken, be patient, he will speak, he will say something. He may not say what you want. But I tell you, there is no leader like them who do not say things that are reasonable. Political enemies manipulate what they say. I tell you this. And give the people wrong interpretations of what the president has said. There's no leader who wants fire to burn under him. No leader. He wants calmness. That's why every leader fights protests and confrontation very strongly, because they want to stop, don't allow me to rule. So when he says something, he has said what, based on all the information that gets to him, he has said the best. And wallahi allazi la ilaha illa huwa. There are information that our leaders get that we don't ever know about. And they take the decisions they will take and make the speech that they will make depending on those information in their disposal available to them. You that you don't have information, you begin to query them. Why did you say this? We expect you to say whether they were shooting or not. That's your expectation. Is he a leader because he can speak according to your own expectations? Okay, I am not expecting him to say that there were shootings in Lekki. Sultan, you want him to say there was shooting in Lekki. Me, I don't want him to say that there are shootings in Lekki. The speech of the president was short of what you expected, Abi. It was full of what I expected. So you see, you don't run government like that. So when you read comments, people make, hey, government said this, Buhari said this, why did he not say about this? I say, because you are all children, you don't know anything. They are youths now. You don't know anything. If they knew, they won't talk to government like that. Because governance is not like that. Governance is not like that. Why is it that when a person becomes a president, even though he does not have one gray hair, he becomes covered up? Dr. Goodluck Jonathan was there. He was a young man, easy going, a lecturer. When he became the president, what did we see? Gray hairs. So don't be surprised. You 35-year-old man, if you become president, what will you gain? All your hairs will go away. His own is gray, your own will go. In Tioju Agbalagba ri to fi ko sinu ti oju omode ba ri. That's why the companions Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu would always say, a'udhu billahi min imarati subyan. I ask the refuge of Allah from the rulership of a young boy. Omekere ko je olori lori wa. A'udhu billahi min zalik. May Allah protect us from that. So stick to what the government says. That is what you should stick to. If they say do this, do it. If they say don't do it, don't do this. They say keep quiet, keep quiet. They say, oh, tomorrow we'll do this. Everybody will do that tomorrow. When they are not doing what everybody sees clear, this is wrong. We say, oh Allah, guide our leaders. Oh Allah, guide them. Oh Allah, guide them. Pray for them sincerely. This is the way of the people of the Sunnah. من فقه الفتن لزوم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم فالجماعة رأس فالجماعة رأس الخير ولا جماعة إلا بإمام والفرقة رأس الشر الفرقة رأس ماذا؟ رأس الشر Yakpenu on lolori aburu. The worst of what you would have is discordant voices. Because it is when the voices are discordant that people start fighting themselves. Lives become lost. May Allah protect us all. He wants to give an evidence for that with the hadith of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. I think we can stop here. But let's understand this fact. What our leaders say is what we should say during fitan. What our leaders say, don't say, oh, you are explaining, you are analyzing, you are deducting, you are, don't. You are asking a question, you are commenting, don't. Don't, keep quiet. say what they say, stick to what they say. If the governor of Lagos, when the buses in Lagos began to be burnt down, if the governor said, everybody stop, and people stops, would we have seen the kind of carnage that we saw in Lagos? A lot of people were killed too. Houses were burnt, businesses were destroyed. Buses were burnt. Was it the governor who was riding on those buses? And I don't think those buses have been replaced now. So if the governor, who is the leader of the people in Lagos State, comes and say, oh, everybody keep quiet, sorry, I will address the matter, was it not sufficient for us to keep quiet? And if you say, no, it's not sufficient for us to keep quiet, okay, you tell me what you do for you to keep quiet. Scrap, SAS. Okay, SAS, scrapped. Say, no, end SAS. We say, we have already ended it already. So you see the trouble. Listen to your leaders. And there are a lot of people, when markets became closed as a result of the fitna, markets became closed, workplaces became closed. How many people became hungry? Many. That led to looting, armed robbery, so many things that happened later on. So which one was better? Did you think we could have survived that in 1 month? Could have survived that anarchy in 1 month? May Allah protect all of us. Our own fathers were in the forefront during the civil war. If they tell you a little bit about it, many times I say, these Igbo boys, fortunately we also read a little bit. Odumegu Ojukwu's book, what did he call it? Apart from because I was involved. Now? Because I'm involved. He has another book, smaller than that. No. Why We Struck is about the 1966 coup. Now, what is the book, Mr. Afa? Because they see it every day. A small book by Ojukwu about the Civil War. And then I watch a lot of documentaries. But the basic information I have about Civil War is that I heard from my father and mother how the Civil War was. I lost an uncle in that time. My father's younger brother died during the Civil War. His name is Abdul Ghaffar. So if you hear about the Civil War and what happened, and Obasanjo's, what's his name? He has a book too. Now? My Command. Obasanjo's My Command. If you read about the Civil War, I don't think any Igbo man should say they want to fight a war. Those people who be saying they want to fight a war are the small boys, 1980 boys. 1980, 1990. Small boys. They are the ones who say they want to fight. That's why recently Ohanaeze Ndigbo, they said that we don't, hey, keep quiet, small boys. We, the elders, we are talking. You can't control us. Did you read that? Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They said it. They said, all these small boys, keep quiet. You can't control us. They saw war. May Allah protect us. When someone was saying they want to fight a war, Niger Delta, they will fight a war. One of the first presidents, I think that was Ibrahim Babangida, he said wars are not announced in hotel rooms. It's not hotel matter. It's not inside hotel. I want chicken. What do you want, sir? Give me chicken and rice. Do you have mama? I don't have. That's not the case with war. May Allah protect all of us. So let us listen to our government, our leaders, when they speak, keep quiet. Be calm. We'll discuss it. Let's wait to see what will happen. If they don't, we ask again. I've been looking at police these days. What has changed in police? Sorry, I'm not abusing police. So what do you think has changed in police? What did your ancestors gain? What did you gain? What did you gain in all the trouble? Police has now changed. They will beat you for that protest. I think now that they protest. Any young boy who becomes unfortunate to have a case to go to police station now, you jegba protest me. I don't need jegba protest. You look like somebody who can protest. So we beat him. May Allah protect us. Our basic interest is that there should be peace. That we are patient in hardship is better than that we are patient in war. There is no patience in war. Omasakani. May Allah protect all of us. This is our own worry. We don't want the city, the towns to be in anarchy. During that time, there became a time when area boys came out and began to collect money from people on the streets. So people did not have anybody to run to. So the mere fact that there is something called police is enough. People can hear that there is police. And that will understand. If you hear that armed robbers are robbing in a particular place, the police will start with their siren. Merely hearing the siren of police, it puts armed robbers and evil people in tremor. They will not be calm again. They want to run away. Even when the police is still far away. It's a psychological torture for persons who do evil. It means the police presence is important. That one is better than a situation where there is no police. When there is no police, there is trouble. So be patient over a difficult police is better for you than patience with a difficult thug. Where do you take a thug to? When thugs take over the cities, where do you take them to? Who do you report them to? You can say you want SARS to end and SARS can end. But if thugs take over the streets, who will you tell that you want them to end? Who will you report the thugs to? May Allah protect all of us. I think we should be reasonable and we should prioritize our good. Evil too can be prioritized. So that you manage a lesser evil than that you get yourself into a worse evil. May Allah protect us all. I think we can ask a few questions now. One or two so that we can go because of time. The time is far spent already. If there is none, I'll be glad. Alaykum as-salam. Aba Yusuf. Kayf al-hal? Now, can we say Jazakumullahu khair al-jaza or Jazakumullahu khaira? If you say Jazakumullahu khaira, this is mansusun alayh. This one has a text on it. You have just stick to the text. If you say Jazakallahu khaira ma jaza kulla man qad ta'allamna minhu, you started talking. You have just prayed for him generally. That's general dua. There's difference between making general dua and making a dua that the Prophet said you should make. Man sana lakum ma'rufa faqulu lahu Jazakallahu khaira. Whoever does good to you, say to him, Jazakallahu khaira. You may be sticking to this sunnah, or you may just want to make dua generally. What Al-Imam Abu Bakr Al-Asram did is that he's just making dua generally for Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. It's not as if he's sticking to the text. And that both of them are allowed. But the first one, sticking to the text, is better. Allahu Alam. Alaykum As-Salam. Lawyers. How do people behave in courts? When I said it, you were hiding. I was looking for you. You used to sit here. Now you are sitting behind there. Now, you are not a lawyer. Are you a lawyer too? Look at the lawyer behind you. Don't worry. After him, you, then we call it a day, inshallah. Now, in a situation where when you have a Christian president, he's still your ruler. The Sultan derives his sultan from him. If Sultan gives a particular address regarding Islam and the Muslims, we stick to it. If the president is not a Muslim, don't say slightly. Say he gives a different order. What do we do? Sultan says stay at home. The president says come out. You will come out. Because the Sultan of the Sultan is Far'un and Sultati as Sultan. He's deriving power from him. So the actual leader of the people on the town is that non-Muslim ruler. And Islam does not allow us to contradict a non-Muslim ruler when he has not commanded us something that is disobedient to the rules of the Sharia. If he says, don't move on Aleku Wado today, and your Sultan says, move on Aleku Wado, or the Sultan said earlier, because it is not common for Sultan to speak in difference to what, watch all his statements. He will hardly speak against the sitting government. So in case he was the first person who made a statement, don't come to Aleku Wado, and then the president says, go to Aleku Wado, the Sultan will not say anything again. You know why? Because he understands that he does not have the right to contradict the superior power. So you follow that one. Do you understand? If the Supreme Court, if the appeal court gives a ruling and Supreme Court says otherwise, what will you follow? You follow the rule of the Supreme Court, even though it's a Christian leading judge. Does it make sense to you? The only difference is when that non-Muslim ruler gives us an instruction that is contradicting the rules of the Sharia. فَلَا طَعَةَ لِلْمَخْلُوكِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. So that's why if you go to London, when you are in London, the ruler of your people there, when you say, who is your leader? Is the president or the prime minister of London or UK as the case may be? Is it clear to you? If you go to Ghana, your ruler at the time, who is the Osei Kufo? Is it Osei Kufo? The president of Ghana, Osei Kufo has left. He was a footballer. But the last president had a name, Kufo, too. Nana Kufo. Aha. I know it's Kufo. You know those days. So Nana Kufo, he's still the president. He took a vaccine recently, 3 days ago, I think, or 4 days ago. The AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. So if you are there, the leader is that person. But if you say the leader of the Muslims, you see, the Muslims are just a group amongst the entirety of the people that this man is a leader on. Or he's just the leader of non-Muslims, he's not the leader of the Muslims. By law, he has authority over the Muslims or not? He does have. Don't forget that the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, sent some Muslims under the rulership of the king of Habasha at the time. At the time, he was not a Muslim. And the Prophet still recognized his leadership, alayhi salatu wasalam, and asked some Muslims to seek protection under that same leadership before the man accepted Islam. So the leadership of non-Muslims are recognized in non-Muslim lands. The only time we do not follow them, and even those in Muslim lands are Muslims, is when instructions are given contradicting and violating the Sharia. Is it clear, lawyer? Alaikum salam. We have somebody, please. Just a moment. Now? Now that the overall president and the Sultan are both Muslims. You say what? Okay, he wants to give us an example. Okay. That is not an instruction to us. It is in terms of their analysis and understanding of a particular situation. That can be different. But in terms of do this, don't do this, you won't find Sultan telling us to do something when the president says don't. or vice versa. Do you understand what we say now? They can define an understanding of a situation. This is normal amongst every group. A father can see it differently, the son will see it differently. Is this clear, please? Or ask the question. Just go on, please. The question is answered. Eh? Somehow answered. Now, Baba Onifi Lagobi. Now. What should be the stand of a Muslim school owner? He should not like those days. He should know that, not just that one, say Christmas holiday. Is there any difference? Christmas holiday. No difference. Because the Muslim does not believe in those holidays. So even when he does not go to school, he is not going to school, not because he believes in those days, but because the government says, don't come out to school. If you are not going to your office on the 25th of December, if it comes on a Monday, it's an office day, working day, the offices will be closed. I am not going to the office on the 25th of December because government is not opening the office. Not because I believe that. Not just that, even Hijra Day, first of Hijra, is from the innovations in our times. Adada Alenio, Bidia Anio. First of Hijra. So if you don't go to work because Osun State government or state of wherever has said don't come, you are just obeying their don't come. It's not because you believe that that day should be a free day that the people should not work. Like the day of Eid. That's why even if they say come to your office on the day of Eid, inside your mind you know that today should not be a working day. It should be ayamul akli wa shurb. And play and enjoyment and amusement with family. Do you understand? Is it clear? I think we can stop here for today. Okay, please, let's take your question. Now, what is what? What should be the position of the Muslims regarding, he called it controversial vaccines. We don't have the time because the matter will make us discuss a lot of things. A lot. But summary is that Islam does not frown at vaccines. Not just vaccines, any means of protecting yourself against a real disease that you can contract. Really, really. Finding a means of protecting yourself from it is not wrong in Islam. It's in fact encouraged. Now, specifically, COVID-19 vaccines. Should we take COVID-19 vaccines? Well, there have been a lot of issues over the world. Should we take, should we not take? There are conspiracies. They want to change our DNA. They want to place a metal. I don't know how they'll place a metal that will send signals inside a fluid that will be absorbed by a syringe. And all of this, if you study the science of what the people are raising as issues, and the responses to it scientifically, you find that most of the accusations are false. They are not true. There's nothing wrong with the vaccines. It is right to take vaccines in Islam. There's nothing wrong with taking vaccines. But the issue is, I'm not convenient with bringing a 65% effective vaccine to Nigeria. Why bring AstraZeneca to Nigeria? Why not others? Why AstraZeneca? This is a problem that I have. Because AstraZeneca is 65% efficient. The answer that I have gotten two a day, the first response is that it is cheaper. The second response is that AstraZeneca, for a 65% efficacy, some of the people have said, well, COVID-19 has not been devastating in Africa. as it has been in other countries. So a small vaccine with that level of efficiency is okay for us. This is another thing that they have said. It is cheaper and that our immunity has done a lot of work for us. So 65% efficiency for them, for a vaccine like AstraZeneca, is okay for us. So, and I think these explanations are good enough. The other question that I have as an individual is that if AstraZeneca, will AstraZeneca be the same AstraZeneca in Australia and Nigeria? Will you not poison our own? Don't say we cannot poison it, because we have seen you poisoned some polio vaccines in North Nigeria by Pfizer. It was in the news, it's not a secret. So if AstraZeneca is good in America, if it is good in the UK, if it is good in Australia and it is useful, will it be the same thing you will bring to us? If it is the same thing you will bring to us, then we should take it. If it is not the same thing we bring to us, then we should be careful about it. May Allah protect all of us. I think that's a straightforward response to it. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.